CME Drive. Thanks for supporting Quilts of Valor.
Yeah, get your tickets today. Don't delay. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:24.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, finding the right vehicle for you is what we do. That's because our selection of new 2018 models is incredible. And our professional sales team is ready to help you find what you need at a great price, too. And don't forget about our award-winning service department and collision center. Like so many of our customers know, Longvine Auto Plaza is the place you'll want to buy from. Remember, you always get a better deal at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads. Prices plus DT and LC dealer for full details.
KVOE News time is 8:26. Newsmaker 2 time on a Monday, getting your work week started. We're pleased to be joined right now by Manashi Mungwadeza as we talk about Corky's Cupboard at Emporia State University.
Manashi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing super here.
We are doing great. And the way it sounds here is you'd like to draw some attention here to Corky's Cupboard with, really kind of the needs that you have and also some of the fundraising activities that you have. Manashi, maybe you can tell us before we get started on those particular topics, give us maybe some history here on Corky's Cupboard. How long has it been in place and really what's the mission here for the food pantry?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Well, the goal of Corky's Cupboard is to alleviate student hunger as much as we can and possibly can, because it is a free student resource. As long as students have the ESU ID, they can come in once a week and get up to 12 items, that can help with hunger. And with regard to when we started in the spring of 2014. So this has been 4 years, going on to five. Yeah.
So, Manashi, have you seen the need? Have students been taking advantage of this?
Yes, definitely. We've seen over 600 customers since we've opened. In this last year, we've seen over 200 students come in at different times of the year. So it's been a really good resource out there.
Now, one of the things, too, now we did a story, a Feel Good Friday story here on the Police Department Benefit Association giving both Corky's Cupboard and also Food for Students a donation back in December, really, I think, early December. And one of the things that you brought up here, Manashi, is that not only are you helping right now to get the food pantry stacked, but at some point in time, you've also had to slide on in and pick up some food for yourself. So it's really helped you out as well.
Yes, definitely. I really appreciate this resource because as a student, at times the budget might be a little tight. So with this resource, it allows you to have food and not really have to worry if you're going to go hungry or not.
So what about keeping the Corky's Cupboard stocked? Obviously, that is a full-time job, is it not?
Yes, definitely it is. We try and replenish our stocks every month, but we do rely largely on donations throughout the year, and we have generous people in the community that donate at any given time, really, and we really appreciate that because that's what keeps us going. Just besides us going out and actually physically getting something, but we really do appreciate those donations.
What are the things that you want as far as donations to come in? Where do you have your sources right now for donations? But say from the community, what would you like to come in? What are the things that you need on the shelves?
Well, I'll definitely point out the grain section because we do have six sections in total, but I'll point out the grain section, which usually has cereals, rice, pasta, mac and cheese, that kind of thing. Those really go faster than most other sections. And we do have a meals and mixes section, which, contains stuff like, ramen noodles, soups. And at this time of year, those kind of things go faster because I believe, people are trying to stay warm. So that section goes pretty quick. We do also have a protein section where, we'll have canned tuna or canned chicken breast, beans. Also in that area, that kind of stuff goes fast too. And we've recently added a new section, which is the toiletry section. And we've seen kind of an uprise of stuff going from that section too. And that's actually, you know, you can find anything from like a toothbrush to toothpaste, soap, shower gel, whatever it may be.
Okay, we're talking with Menashe Mungwandeza, Corky's Cupboard, Emporia State University. Well, Menashe, any fundraising activities coming up in the near future?
Yes, well, definitely there will be, from our office, there will be the Nitty Gritty Dirt Dash, which will be coming up in April. And we'll also have the Arbor Day that'll be coming up too in April when it warms up a little bit.
Okay. Well, in case people would like more information about how they can help, you know, keep Corky's Cupboard stocked and, you know, how exactly they can help keep the cupboard stocked, what's the number to call in order to make sure that, you know, you guys have the supplies that you need?
Well, definitely they could start by checking out our website, which is if you go to Emporia State University and you type in Center for Student Involvement, and then under that there's Community Hornets, and they can look at the kind of items we do need from there. And also to contact us, you can phone 620-341-5481. And that's our office number.
So I would assume, Menashe, you accept monetary donations?
Oh, yes, that is true. We've had donors come in and leave some checks. Just last semester, we had the police department come in and donate to Corky's Cupboard, too. So that is true.
Well, if people would like to do that, when they stop by the Memorial Union, how do they do that?
Well, you can definitely walk into the Memorial Union and then go to the reception desk of the Center for Student Involvement, and there'll be somebody there who'll be very happy to, you know, hear you out and accept the donation.
All right. Well, Menashe, hey, keep up the great work. It was good talking to you this morning.
Good talking to you. Thank
you. Have a good day. Yep. Menashe Mungwandeza, Corky's Cupboard, Emporia State University. Obviously, the need is there.
Boy, you're not kidding. So if you can help, again, you can stop by the Center for Student Involvement inside the Memorial Union, or you can call 341-5481.